Week 17, 49ers Unlimited, presented by Verizon. We're going to be talking about team awards.
So we got to recap 2017 with the best of locker room awards. Most clutch performer this season, would it be Jimmy Garoppolo, Robbie Gould, or Garrett Celek?
Can I just pick all three of them for clutch performance?
Can I tie?
Robbie Gould.
Robbie.
I got to go with the GOAT to my left here. Robbie Gould.
Robbie the GOAT.
I'm going to have to go with Robbie because he's finishing it off.
Now, Jimmy missed the Superman, but, hey, Robbie, he came in the clutchest situations ever.
The locker room has voted you the most clutch, so congratulations. Oh, take that.
Thank you so very much.
Any words for the people?
I just want to thank Bradley Penny and Kyle Nelson, Hightower, Clay, Quan, all my teammates. Thanks for voting for me. We can share this together.
Best celebration, would it be Carlos Hyde's Week 16 Levi's Leap? Garrett Celek's Week 15 Toy Soldier?
Definitely not that one. They messed that one up. They messed it up.
Or Elvis Dumervil's 100th sack celebration?
100th sack. Got to go with the D-line room.
I'm going to go with Elvis. 100, that's a huge career mark milestone for him.
The Toy Soldier with Celek and Trent. That's kind of classic. Like, you would never think of that. Like, you score and then you do that. That's classic.
The best celebration was Carlo, just how he went into the stands. That was really cool.
I'm going to go with the Levi Leap. I saw the picture of that sitting in between the goalposts, and that was clean. I like that one.
I'm a defensive player, so I got to be biased. I'm going to go with Doom.
I got to go with my guy, Elvis.
We've got to present you with your very own trophy.
Wow.
What do you have to say to the people?
Speechless.
I'm honored. One of the great accomplishments this year so far. Appreciate it.
Best play of the season. Jaquaski Tartt's one-handed interception, first game of the season against the Carolina Panthers. Marquise Goodwin's 83-yard touchdown in Week 10 against the Giants. Or Robbie Gould's game-winning field goal walk-off against his old team, the Chicago Bears.
I'm going to have to go with Keese's 83-yard touchdown. That was a real sentimental moment.
No, I'm going to have to go with Marquise on this one. I know that touchdown meant a lot to him. You know, everything that he went through.
Keese. A touchdown is meaningful.
Go ahead and answer for me.
He's going to choose Jaquaski Tartt's one-handed interception at the end zone against the Carolina Panthers. Am I right?
Correct.
I say game-winning field goal just because Robbie had an incredible day.
I have to go with Marquise, though, especially the fact what he was going through on that day, and that was our first one of the year.
Best play of the season goes to you. 83-yard touchdown reception, Week 10 against the Giants. What do you have to say for yourself?
I just want to thank everybody that voted for me. Thank God. Thank y'all. Just thank everybody. It was a cool play. It meant a lot to me.
Best on-the-field dance moves. It's tough. We've got Marquise Goodwin, Cassius Marsh, Kendrick Bourne.
Oh, dear.
Kendrick Bourne by far.
I got to go with KB.
Marquise Goodwin.
Kendrick Bourne all the way.
Yeah.
Kendrick can't dance, so I'm going to have to go with Marsh because he's on defense.
I'm going to go with the defensive side of the ball, so I'm going to go with Cassius Marsh.
Bourne's pretty good, too, though. But he's a rookie. I can't let him win the award. So I'll go with my guy Keese again.
Kendrick Bourne, just because he has it all. His toolbox is full. He's got all the dance, old and young.
The best on-the-field dance moves of the season. Here, take this. Congratulations. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
That's big time, baby. I don't know. Congrats to my swagger, I guess. No, I'm just playing.